No way.
Yes. Now we're talking, Dom.
You got it?
Getting there.
Hello, look.
Very Australian.
No, just how to be really, really ridiculously good.
Unfortunately, I didn't feel that bit.
Oh.
We'd be so athletic. So athletic. Ah!
It's a small room, mate.
Oh, shit, that didn't sound good.
There we go. That'll do.
Sweet. I'm in.
We're in. We're recorded. We're ready to go. Half an hour-ish. So there we go. It's off the back.
Hair's looking messy. Okay, welcome back to the Complete PT Podcast. This is episode 11, and it's another one with my colleague Nick. I thought the last one really, really worked well. I think we had a lot to say, a lot in common, a lot of contrasting views, but the conversation really worked and I really enjoyed it. So I've asked him to come back on for another chat, and I think this is going to be a regular thing with Nick and I talking about various topics and personal development within our training, within our clients, within the gym itself. So leave us your topics. We want to hear from you. If you have anything that you want us to talk about, if you want us to research, I endeavor to get regular professionals like nutritionists, dietitians, other PTs, anyone that's industry related that has any thoughts, ideas, wants to have conversations. I think they're really, really beneficial to us as PTs, to the community, and to the gym environment itself. If we can get our message out there, then of course that's always good. Let us know, guys. All the details at A PT's Life on Instagram, my YouTube channel, which you can find on the links on my Instagram, and all my personal details, contact details for PT as well. For massage, www.circulatemassage.co.uk, and just hit book now, PG20, if you want to get 20% off all treatments there. Otherwise, guys, enjoy the video, and I present to you now, Mr. Nick Shepherd, part two.
So off the back of the last podcast, I thought it was really good. Obviously,
loved it.
Got you back here. I've been told as well by Jess that Jerome really rates it.
Oh.
So I don't know if he watched our one or if he watched ones before that, but he said that he really rated it. So I think there's a potential guest coming forward there.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'd be interested to hear about his
life.
Yeah, just his journey up until now. He's got a very interesting journey. I won't say too much now, but if I can get him on, if we can get him on, that would be really good. What does he call himself? Is it the Barbell King or something like that? Jamie.
I failed in my first job as Jamie.
Jesus.
My phone's recording us, so I can't even Google it. we need to plan this better.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, what if I put my store in? Give me store reviews.
What's that?
That's Lego.
Why are you playing with Lego?
I love playing with Lego.
Is that what you do as a hobby?
Mm-hmm.
What other hobbies do you have?
Go-karting, Lego, tinkering with a car.
Tinkering with your car. Mm-hmm. What are you currently driving?
I've got a Mark 1 TT, but I'm not currently driving it.
Is it fast? I don't really know a lot about
it. It will be. There is.
Sure.
That's the guy.
I'm following him. Follow me back, bro.
Muscle Mechanics.
Ah, the Muscle Mechanics.
They're the guys. Yeah, follow them on Instagram. A lot of good stuff on there.
Do you follow him?
I do follow him.
Why is it taking me so long to do that?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So yeah, Lego, anyway. Cars, go kart. Motorbikes. I've watched motorbikes racing this weekend.
Is that one?
That's you. Yeah, that's why you're covering my shift.
Brilliant.
For 8 hours on a Saturday.
What did you do on the weekend?
Quite a quiet one. Took Friday off. Went out for some awesome food.
What did you get?
Stockdale's. So we went in on the early bird menu. Take my girl out, but take her out on the tube. And they do a 2-course early bird menu for £19 each.
Was that on a Sunday? Was that yesterday?
No, that was Friday.
I feel like I've done something on a Sunday with like a Sunday roast for like 25 quid or something like that.
potentially.
Yeah, good. Potentially. Really good.
Yeah, the food was amazing. Mm. I had more marinara stuff. Just so good.
Mm.
And sea bream.
Nice.
Sea bream was made beautifully. Absolutely perfectly.
Yeah.
Really delicately. But then it had these little baby squids that were stuffed with basically like spicy mashed sweet potato.
How are this squid cooked? Were they like flame grilled?
I think they might have even just been boiled and then had the filling piped into them. Really nice, really delicate, really good.
Yeah.
I was gonna go for steak, but Tracy ordered a burger. I knew she wanted to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I played the game, I went for the fish.
I wish someone was like that.
She just eats everything.
She eats all of her food. Which is good.
That is good.
It's good. I can't complain about that. But I went to the cricket yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. Yorkshire versus Derbyshire.
How was it?
It was an atrocious performance by Yorkshire. Both fielding and batting.
2020?
2020, yeah. And we watched the females before that. They played against Loughborough, and Loughborough were a lot better.
Right.
But it was good. I had 3 pints and 2 pies.
Nutrition on the plane, done.
It was so good. And then I got home and drank some more wine.
Red, white?
It was white. It was from Italy. My mum and dad brought them over.
Very nice.
It was really, really nice. But did you train on the weekend?
Yes, both days. Saturday and Sunday. Didn't do anything Friday. Saturday, did legs, which is awesome. Back training legs. Glute feels all right.
Squatting again?
No.
What are you doing?
A lot of tempo work on leg press. Cool. Leg extensions. Some banded work on the prone hamstring curl, which is brutal. My glutes and my hammies are so weak from 15 years sitting in an office, not training them properly.
Which glute is it? It's the left one, isn't it?
Yeah. And then after 2 hours sat on the sofa doing Lego, stood up, my right glute started firing like hell.
Right.
So...
when are you booking in?
Well, this is one of the things I was going to ask you about today. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to put you in and just get you in. Because I saw your post you did on Instagram, or the Circulate post.
Oh, right.
About muscle fibres and where knots come from, basically. I thought it would be good if you could give us a little bit more information about what the benefits of a sports massage is.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I know they work for me. I've had plenty from you, and they do help me out a huge amount.
Pretty basic stuff. You know, rehabilitates injured muscles. I think that's a given. Generally speaking, with knots, I try and work the knot out. So this is the difference with deep tissue massage compared to other therapies.
Okay, yeah.
The reason why I really like deep tissue is because when I perform it, I'm attacking the area with pressure. You know, there's an element of pain, so therefore, you know, you're pushing that knot out. And I'm finding now with a lot of people coming that work in offices, so this part through the bottom part of the trap coming into the shoulder blade, into the scapula, that sort of, I call it like the tunnel that goes from trap through to shoulder blade down through to the rhomboid, and I just pass my thumb through, and just all that tightness just releases. If I can get my thumb in there, then I get my fake thumb in there, this bad boy right here. Thank you.
You've used it before.
Yeah, I have. I've used it on your glute before.
And on my scap, not on my scapula, which is back in a big way.
Is it back?
Yeah, to the point where you can almost see it moving now, underneath my skin.
Left side or right side?
The side, left side.
Left side. So that kind of goes into the posterior chain
on
the left side.
There. Yeah, it's a bit of a dark.
Obviously alleviating injuries, but just getting rid of natural tightness that we're so susceptible to, especially if we're sat down a lot. But then that doesn't mean that people who are on their feet a lot don't have their problems in the lower back.
Mm-hmm.
That tend to deal with when people have quite active jobs.
To worry about in the lower back, like a QL or...
top of the glutes, really. So that's where it stems from. So obviously people who maybe have jobs where they're on their feet a lot, but maybe don't train as much. So not doing the exercises, the glute strengthening exercises to compensate. I tend to feel that's where it stems. And then for some people, it stems up into the lower back or goes down into the hamstring. I would say that would be dependent on the movements they're doing.
Yeah.
And very dependent on the activity, the length of time. All sorts of different factors affect different people for different reasons.
Prostate massage benefits.
Wow. Okay.
I wasn't looking that up though.
One thing I wanted to ask you about our first podcast.
Yeah.
Has anyone, what did that go on to say?
Improved ejaculation.
What you offer?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so, you are going to ask me something. Aren't
how many people have asked you about the story?
None so far.
Okay.
No one.
Okay. People have asked me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's asked you?
People who turned out already actually knew it.
Oh,
but
right.
They wondered if there was a second story.
Oh, okay. No, there's no second story. No. No. That's really odd. I was supposed to look up benefits of massage, but I can just say it. So increased blood flow,
yep,
is one. So the passing of lactic acid, and then the passing of waste. So lymphatic drainage, a huge one.
Okay.
Which is great for stress relief as well. And of course, with lymphatic drainage, lymphatic system, so it's just the passing of waste,
mm-hmm,
through the body. And of course, that helps with decreasing muscle pain, swelling.
The main benefit I get from it, when you manage to break down the knots,
yeah,
and just then the freedom I feel in that part of the body again, yeah, afterwards, when the knot was really bad on my scapula, you managed to break it down a huge amount, and I felt like the range of motion in my shoulder completely increased, which then got me back into training once more.
Great.
Same with the glutes. So the benefits I found from it is
range of motion.
Increase range of motion and actually just getting me back training again,
mm-hmm,
which has been my priority for the last... Me and Ben were trying to work it out yesterday.
Probably
most of this year.
Yeah.
I've not trained regularly for a long period of time. Injuries, personal life, work, everything.
Work gets in the way sometimes. Even though we're trainers, work can get in the way.
Of course it does.
But it's okay, we find ways.
We try to.
Do you have any rituals that you go through throughout the day in the morning?
Not really, no, because my mornings are so varied. I don't have a regular morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so this morning, for example, I didn't get up till about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, I'll be up at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, again, 5:30 starts. So I guess on my busy mornings, it's just about getting on. Get up and get on with things.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get as much prepared the night before.
Yeah.
So I'm ready, up, grab my bag, more or less straight out. One of the things I have started doing is leaving a huge bottle of water in the fridge at the gym.
Right.
So as soon as I get into work, just getting water down.
Down.
Having more or less the same breakfast every day, my overnight oats, which I've changed the milk that I'm using. I've gone lactose free,
mm-hmm,
and that's making a huge benefit.
How's it make you feel?
A lot better, a lot lighter.
Is it giving you flatulence?
Yeah, badly.
I can be quite flatulent.
And that just made me feel groggy and almost phlegmy. In a way. So after months and months of training with a vegan, or training a vegan girl, she was constantly going on to me about milk. And I've definitely found a difference in it.
Who'd have thought a vegan would be right?
Well...
Who'd have thunk it?
I don't think they're wrong. I do think that... I don't think that there's one approach that works for everyone.
Correct. There's aspects to being...
Yeah. So the milk thing I found a big, big difference.
Mm.
I used to have a lot of yogurt, a lot of milk.
Mm.
And now we were rushing about a little bit on Sunday, so I just grabbed a shake from Tesco's grab after the gym. And it really upset my stomach.
I'd say there's a lot of preservatives in those shakes.
Yeah. So that's one of the big things I'm going to change is I'm going to switch to a vegan protein powder. Give that a try.
Mm-hmm.
And just those little switching, as you see.
Trial and error.
Yeah, definitely. I'm also going to try some anti-inflammatory type supplements. Probably turmeric.
Doing
some more reading about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger's
good.
Cool. I'll look at that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting older.
That you are.
I creak like hell.
Where?
Knees, ankles, shoulders.
When you're talking creaking, what are you talking?
Oh, if I went down to the floor now, my ankles would crack, my knees would crack.
Yeah, noises, yeah.
Just pop, pop, pops. So maybe glucosamine?
Glucosamine.
However you want to say it. Maybe frozen melatonin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just try and take care of myself better. I want to get into a better training routine.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, I need to stay fit.
Mm-hmm.
Not overly stressed about my nutrition at the moment. I just need to be eating food and eating protein and training. Once I get for a month of that, if my body doesn't blow up again, then I'll start down and down.
Mm-hmm.
More detail. So, in answer to your question about do I have a morning routine?
The answer is no.
No.
Because I kind of do. I every morning wake up fairly early. A lot earlier than you. I'm going to say 3:30 to 4, but sometimes earlier than that.
Yeah.
Just depending on what I'm doing in the morning. If I have a 6 a.m. start, I'll try and be in here for 5.
Okay, yeah.
So when I wake up, it's usually first thing coffee.
Yeah.
Double espresso. And then I go through my usual ritual of just making my food throughout the day. And I find that first sort of 45 minutes is what I do to come around. So I make my eggs, I make my rice, boil my rice.
Yeah.
Get it all together. Get everything else done, get ready. And then I'm out the door because I walk to work.
Yeah.
Make sure I get my podcast ready that I'm ready to listen to whilst I walk.
How long's the walk?
45 minutes.
Okay.
And so that walk, whilst listening, sometimes I'm engaged while I'm listening. Other times I'm thinking about other things whilst listening, and it's just a process that I go through in the morning to get here. And then once I'm here, that's when I sit down and start looking at my day.
Yeah.
Look at my diary. I'm starting to write a lot more lists
now
and just sort of knocking over the to-do lists.
Yeah.
I listened to this podcast, this really interesting podcast the other day. I'll find the name of it for you. But what it does is it actually interviews like entrepreneurs,
okay,
which I think could be beneficial to everyone, not just people who run their own business. Because I feel like people who have, it's called success IQ, and I feel like people who have high amounts of success usually tend to be very ritualistic in what they do, especially like they tend to meditate a lot.
Yeah.
But the episode I listened to was this guy, he's actually from Sydney called Matt Maloof. And his morning ritual is like he'll sit down and write his to-do list, but it's not just that. He'll meditate for 20 minutes. He'll write down what he hopes to achieve by the end of the day. And it's just this process of just always affirming what he's there for.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite in depth and intense, and I probably wouldn't go to that depth, but definitely in terms of like writing things down now, I'm really feeling.
So you prefer to do that on morning of the day?
Yeah, well, I'm. This is where, like, how our days are always different.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to work out a way in which if, say, for instance, I start a client at 6 or I have something at 6, then I'll do it a certain way. If the day is different,
yeah,
I'll sort of work my way differently. So it's still keeping the routine, but sort of trying to modify for every day that I'm coming in. Because then that also affects when I train.
Yeah.
I usually like to train early in the morning, or I train with my clients when I do my classes. Yeah. So all that sort of culminates in one big trial and error every day. And I'm just consistently just working through my lists and making sure that I accomplish everything throughout the day. And just keeping the mind occupied.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm always doing something productive throughout the day, that's, so this is what I would call productive time.
Yeah. Podcast. This isn't just...
No, we're not just chatting shit, are we? Mm. Or are we?
Kind of. Yeah. So I do all my meal prep the night before. Breakfast, everything made the night before. I'll have a look at my day. Generally, it's one of the last things I do before I go to sleep. I look at my day, ready. It sounds daft, but that's how I know what time to set my alarm.
Yeah.
So I'll look at my day, be like, okay, so, and I work out.
Seems logical.
It's a high five.
You don't know when your first client is.
Although my phone has now started freaking me out and telling me what time to set my alarm.
What do you mean telling you?
Siri is like, I get a pop-up at like 8:30. Siri suggests you set your alarm for 5:30 in the morning based on what I've got in my calendar for the next day.
They're listening.
It's freaky.
That AI, man, they're going
to
take it.
It's freaky. Alarm. But it has reminded me to set alarm. So,
yeah. Yeah, so what do we do? Are we going to take your alarm by the machines, or you're not going to set your alarm?
Just
set your alarm, bro.
I think it's bad, completely bad thing for you to take over the machines. I think there's a lot that they can do to help us.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to that topic. We should do this podcast another day.
Yeah, yeah.
After a bottle of red wine.
Yeah, yeah. And we can bring other people AI. Into it. We can implement it into PT. How we might lose our jobs to AI if they all become PTs.
I think there is an element of that already. Yeah. Online and certain training apps that are out there
mm-hmm.
where you just program your figures into it at the start. It tells you how many calories to be eating, tells you what percentage you should be lifting a certain weight for certain goals, mm-hmm. planning your program out. Even to some extent, the Couch to 5K app,
mm-hmm.
which helps people who've never run before run a 5K race or a 10K race. That's not, I mean, ultimately a human's probably programmed it, but it won't be long until there's algorithms in there that tweak it based on your performance the week before.
That's a fair point. Then I guess, would that take away the human aspect to it? I mean, I think being one-on-one with a person is probably...
No, it won't. It won't, because someone could still be squatting with horrendous form.
Correct.
And the app is never going to pick that up. Mm-hmm. That's down to us as coaches to help people work that out.
Yeah.
And then the human element in watching someone move and going, right, you're moving really badly because hips, glutes, whatever, aren't firing. Let's prep this into your program. The apps can't do that. They'll just say, "We've done. You've completed those reps."
Mm-hmm.
They can be quarter reps for all the athletes. They can be new figures.
What if we create an app where you video yourself and it corrects your form as you do it?
We need clever enough people to design it.
Elon Musk. Get it done.
He's got bigger problems.
I don't want to electric car. You don't. You don't want to protect the environment.
The noise of an engine.
Well, there's that aspect to it as well. There's nothing like, because I'm not a car person, but when you're hearing like a good V8 go past and you just hear that roar and you hear the shift change.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I walk through town and the amount of time that's been my head around because the car goes past.
Yeah.
I'm taking this weekend off work to go and watch people race a motorbike around a couple of fields in Lincolnshire.
Nice. Yeah.
Just, it's the noise.
Totally worth it.
The noise, the smell, everything.
Do you ride?
No.
Have you?
I used to ride mountain bikes, BMX bikes, trans bikes when I was younger. I think at one point I had about 5 different bikes in the garage. Naturally started looking at motorbikes, but the amount of time I fell off my mountain bike. It probably wouldn't end well me on a motorbike.
Depends on the bike, I guess.
I did look at them 2 weeks ago and try to work out what license you need and all that sort of stuff.
How did that go for you?
I got a little bit too excited about it and decided that I definitely don't have a spare £3,000 to buy a motorbike to do insurance, all that sort of stuff at the moment.
That's the justification of it, isn't it?
But at some point in my life, I will own a motorbike. It will happen.
It will happen. And, you know, go for that goal, mate. Set your goal high.
It will happen.
It's good.
I will own a race car and a motorbike.
What kind of race car are you thinking?
I'm going to convert mine into a race car and take on track days.
Nice. Nice, bro. I'll film you.
It's going to happen one day, hopefully. I just love pottering.
I don't have any real hobbies like that. Like, I don't really have any ambition to own something like that. I think for me, it's more like, I guess this is my hobby, really.
Yeah, just this more, is a good hobby.
It is fun. It's fun. But yeah, like growing up, my dad was a mechanic.
Was it?
Yeah, retired mechanic. And he told me to look at something under the hood of a car, and I got no idea.
Did you just not get interested?
Yeah, no, I just wasn't really that fond of it. And it wasn't like my dad was a petrolhead. It wasn't like he came home with, like, you know, really nice cars or anything. He just worked on cars. That was his job. I think that's what he did. And I'm sure he's got a preference, and I'm sure he's got, you know, his ideal... but never really sort of, you know, never really had that discussion just because it wasn't something that I was into. I was going to football and sport. Speaking of football, did you watch it?
I watched no football this weekend at all.
You didn't see Huddersfield?
I watched that.
How bad was it?
In between sets on the leg press in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those guys playing on his phone in between sets, probably pissing everyone else off with the from the shit.
So I read between sets.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it
mm-hmm.
until you start doing it for 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, it's a long
you need to rest between sets. What else are you going to do if you train on your own?
Yeah, listen to music.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched the drop.
I watched the film.
Yeah.
We should. Long season.
Aaron Moy to Brighton. He is a Premier League player. So I think that's the right
If he wants to go, let him go. Well, when he wanted to go, we were right to let him go. Why keep a player that's unhappy?
Was he unhappy then?
He said he wanted to play Premier League football.
Oh, fair enough then.
So I guess what you want to do, you can't keep him.
Yeah, well, they re-signed him though, didn't they?
Re-signed on a 3-year deal because we were going to lose him on a 3.
I see. And so now Brighton obviously are going to pay his wages.
They'll pay his fee and they're going to pay his wages. And then at the end of the year, they're going to come back to us. The only way he's going to come back is if we go up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go up. But it now means we're in a strong position to sell him for a bigger fee.
Yeah.
Or at least a fee.
Yeah, yeah.
If we did it, then we'd just go.
What'd you buy him for? 10 million?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get more than 10 million for him. Yeah, he's a quality player. Quality player.
He is when he can be asked.
Yeah, I guess it must be difficult for a professional footballer, like, you know, when you're in a team like that, and I guess you know you've got the quality to be in a better team, let's just say.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first season he was there, it was a good season for Huddersfield.
Well, the first season we were in the Championship.
First season he was there.
Oh, that's right. And then he came up with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
well, it was so good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and again, first season in the Premier League, it was a good season.
Yeah, it was.
You stayed up. Yeah,
I stayed up.
That's a good season for a club like Huddersfield. So. But Chelsea,
they're going to be in trouble. They're in trouble. Because they can't do anything. They can't change it.
No, and those players are going to get better. But, I mean, I think United are probably a bit behind Liverpool and City, which means that Chelsea are miles behind Liverpool and City.
Yeah.
And I think that
Chelsea are a long way behind even Tottenham.
You think?
Yeah.
Tottenham will be third. Well, it's City Tottenham this week. So that's going to be interesting.
Tottenham will be third about that. Top two between Liverpool and City.
Tottenham third, fourth. United,
Arsenal.
Ooh, you think Arsenal will be fourth? Everyone would be happy. You reckon they're going to get top three?
I think they're not going to top three.
I don't know what you're smoking, bro, but they're not getting anywhere closer.
So yeah, Tottenham third, Arsenal fourth.
We're making predictions.
We seem to be.
Okay.
And then I'd put United in that bucket, the best of the rest.
Ooh.
Along with...
Got to have Wolves up there, sure.
Watford, Leicester, Everton. I mean, if Everton managed to do that, Zaha did in January.
Oh, is it January they're looking to do?
I heard that mentioned because they went in heavy. So their interest will still be there.
So, mate, I've got to take
Palace will be safe by then, so...
I think they're going to take him out of my fantasy team because I don't think he'll be playing much. He won't be playing much.
Destroyed the furniture. I don't know what will happen with that.
Very interesting. Yeah, I agree with the top three there. Fourth, I think United. I think it's a battle for fifth between Wolves, Arsenal, although I'm a bit iffy about Arsenal. Probably Everton. They'll make up that next sort of six slots. You know, Everton, Leicester, Watford, the sort of usual suspects. I'd like to see more from Bournemouth this year. I'm a really big fan of Eddie Howe. Yeah, big fan of Eddie Howe. I like watching interviews with him because from a training aspect, you can see his philosophy and you can tell he's really big on his
business. And he sticks with it.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't pan out for him at Burnley because his philosophy just didn't work at that club.
Yeah. Sean Dyche has done a good job there.
Yeah. So his philosophy works.
He was a player there, though, wasn't he, Dyche?
Yeah. I think Howe was at Bournemouth, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes.
So there you go. There's that connection.
Yeah.
Wilder at Sheffield United.
I was going to put a bet on United yesterday, 3-0. I'm lucky I didn't.
Yeah.
But I thought they played really well yesterday. I thought they were really good. So those are the topics that I wanted to cover today.
Yep, cool.
I thought we
smashed it.
Didn't go down too many rabbit holes. I thought that was pretty good. Probably could be funnier.
Always. Everything's funnier. It's not like with Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle. Or Dave Rogan.
Dave Rogan. I could be Chappelle.
You've got to look at Chappelle.
Do you want the gap in the teeth?
Yeah.
I guess we could talk to the peeps out there. Let us know more of your topics if you wanted to.
Oh, we didn't mention the topic that I got requested.
What did you get requested?
How good looking Dom is.
I don't think it was good looking. I think it was how sexy Dom is.
Oh, you know that because it was your request.
No, it was anonymous. Right. It wasn't me. Right. It's a topic we could have another day if anyone else wants to discuss it. But yeah, leave your topics. Let us know what you think about the podcast. This is something we want to try and do maybe weekly.
Yeah,
probably every 2 weeks or something like that. You know, today was just more just trialing.
What did you call it the other day? Semi-weekly.
Semi-weekly.
You only forgot the word for fortnightly.
Yeah. Well, semi-weekly would be twice a week. Or would that be bi-weekly?
No, bi-weekly to me means fortnightly.
I've got no idea now. Let us know then.
Let us know what fortnightly means.
Yeah. Or you could just do it. Do your job, mate. Right? Yeah, anyway, so let us know. We'll be putting all the links up in the description for everything else, for PT, for massage, and for the classes.
Yep.
Do you have anything else?
I think potentially we should open it up if anyone wants to come on with us.
As in like guests?
Yes.
Yep, definitely. If you run an interesting business, doesn't necessarily have to be a PT business, although there are PTs out there that I follow on Insta, which I'll probably get in contract to. There's a guy from Bramley that I wouldn't mind chatting to. His name's Jadon.
Yeah. Anyone out there who wants to
come
and talk productive shit with us.
Yeah. Productive shit. Things like what we did today, basically nutrition, training, if you're interested in sport, football, what you do on the weekend, hobbies, whatever. If you have an interesting career that you think that we might find some interest and some connections with in terms of what we do.
Yeah.
I think it would be really, really good.
Yeah.
Jamie.
That's it from me.
That's it from me. Thank you guys. Have a good one. See you later.
Bye.
Let's rewatch it. Oh, this could be the blooper reel, right?
Yeah.
Filming a documentary, I'll be part of it.
Not today.
Why? You're not at your best today. But this is where you are at your best. That's the problem.
No, just because it's my normal doesn't mean it's my best.
This is your normal.
Constantly slightly hungover. Don't film me stealing Ben's workout.
Is that Shayers?
I think it's Shayers.
Alright, I'll just I'll just turn it off right about now.